Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm recording right now, William.
Yeah, and then just edit my voice as it goes.
Oh, that's what you mean. Oh,
right.
No, I cannot do that. I can edit on the fly.
No.
Advanced audio properties. And then
what I'm saying is, if you can just start recording the episode now, that'll be...
No, I am doing that.
Okay, perfect. Because none of this... Doesn't matter if this gets into the episode.
So 2, 4, and 3. That's what I want.
Yeah. So just,
okay.
Just
so monitoring...
voice right now.
Okay. Now you should... It's all work.
It is?
Yeah.
Do you have to change it all the way back when we... When I set up my mic differently again?
Wait, what's that?
Do I have to like set up my mic back up when it's behind the laptop and shit?
No, it's the same. It's roughly right. The same, but when we were podcasting, you want it like roughly in front of
you. Okay, because I don't know. Because I used to podcast just... my past 8 episodes were just on the phone.
Yeah.
So I would just record on my phone in this room while all you guys were gone.
But the phone is bad. Well,
that's true.
The phone is... This is going to be up in production quality.
It is better than you expect, though.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
I am the master audio engineer. Are you kidding me?
That's true, man.
Like,
that's true.
I should go for audio engineering.
That's true.
But I'm not.
So this mic is going to be quite a big upgrade from my past episodes,
which
is a big help.
It's going to be like...
Why did you buy your own new microphone in the first place?
Why did I?
Yeah, like, why did
for
you get that mic?
Like this. If we ever... Okay, this is my whole reasoning.
Right.
Because one, I wanted to do something similar. However, I wanted to do it with video games. That picks up a lot of background noise. That's a good secondary mic for, like, Skype mic.
Right. Or like, a free mic for your best bud, William.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if someone comes in, I go... I have a different mic. I can use it. Don't worry.
Okay.
With something like this, it's my own mic. So that's why I said, I'm buying you a mic.
Buying,
to
right.
Lend
right.
So that I have something of my own until, but, you know, it's like, it's more of, I like having microphones. I like audio stuff. I like paying extra.
I know you do. It's crazy, man.
Or microphones, even though I have no, you know, production quality. Shout out to myself. You know, go check my Twitch channel. At twitch.tv/JustCov, spelled JUSCOV. It's my Russian name.
He's also on YouTube. He's also on YouTube.
YouTube too. But there's it's not an official channel name.
Okay.
So YouTube. What YouTube will do is it has this really stupid rule now. Whenever you create a channel, it has just a randomized link for you.
Really?
Because it has you have to have at least like 1,000 subs to make your own domain.
Oh, okay. That makes
sense.
Too
many people were making and changing usernames and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, you know. But for Mixer, I have a Mixer too, you know, stream developer. Gotta play them video games with William. What do we play? Random shit.
Paladins. Paladins is what
Paladins
we're on right now.
It's fun because we don't like playing Overwatch.
Yeah.
It's oversaturated. And Skyrim eventually.
Yeah.
Skyrim together.
That's gonna be really cool.
Is someone there?
Hello?
Is
Ian back? Hey, that's Ian, our sweet mate. Hey, Ian, we and Justice are just like test running
a
podcast episode. So we're just kind of shooting the shit right now. How's it going, Ian?
Doing pretty good.
So Ian's our sweet mate.
You want to hop in on this? Just get a good chair over?
Just like a couple seconds.
We're not live, trust me. This is all...
Right. We're just fucking around.
Edited in post.
I don't know if I'll edit it at all, though.
He's
sitting on his mic. Just
in my chair, bro.
What were you saying?
Well, anyways, okay, so Ian just walked in. We had a little conversation with him. And,
Are we back? Do you want to do a therapy session right now?
What's up, Ian?
I'm laying down right here.
What's up, Ian?
Man, I said such a long week, man. It was so hard dealing with all those classes all week.
Ian, please.
I deserve this freaking weekend, I'll tell you what.
That's so true, though. That's so true. So true. Do you have any exams today, Ian?
No, I have an exam on Monday.
I had 2 quizzes and an exam today, but they were pretty easy. What about you, Justice? Any tests this week?
Hell no.
That's the good shit.
Hell no.
Anyway.
We were riffing on something. Mixer.
My Mixer channel.
What's
okay.
great about Mixer, Justice? Please
okay,
give
I
us
like,
a quick rundown of Mixer.
I like the look of Mixer more than I like the look of Twitch.
Right.
Which is definitely, certainly more niche, right?
Yeah.
Mixer's owned by, I think, Microsoft.
Yeah.
It's with Microsoft, yeah. So I'm assuming so. Anyway. Mixer, the problem is, it has a lot less viewers and a lot more streamers. Because you have little kids on it who stream from their Xbox and go. So you got those kids, and it's typically lower production quality. However, the people who do have good production quality are recognized. So it's
right.
Really hard. So like a game will say, 2,000 viewers. One guy has 2,000 viewers. There's 2,000 people streaming, and everyone else has 0 viewers.
Right.
So it's like, there's back and forth to it. But with Twitch, it's more niche, which is both a good and a bad thing, because it's like people only watch the popular games, but the popular games are only watched by the popular people. So it's just like high school, It's like sporting events and shit. Like, all the attention and money goes towards those people.
Have you ever heard of
they're probably dicks?
Yeah.
But you can't say that they're dicks, because then everyone will call you a hater.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Thinking, wow, I'm probably better than this guy. This is at no one, but I'm sure a lot of Twitch streamers are fine. But... No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not allowed to say that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ninja fellow Lions fan.
Don't worry. This podcast is not monetized.
I'm not sure.
Don't worry. We're not making any money off of this. We're just shitting on the internet.
Even if I could, I probably wouldn't be able to with the.
I'm joking about the ninja thing. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. I see him.
I'm catching up with him for coffee later on today. So
Yeah,
clearly.
Get out of here, Ian.
Ian, how about Ian? Next podcast, I'll have you on. Because we got to have a structure, right?
Listen to your viewers, you're having a sneak peek.
Not because the problem is...
No, it's more of to get a separate mic set up.
Because you're just in the background. Like, people could probably barely hear you.
And then people are going to be like,
who's that guy?
Is that Ian kid? But when you get...
Ian, I'm going to have a full episode with you. You're going to come in here. We're going to do an episode.
Your third mic plugged into this computer, so we
can
record it.
And then we can have a group episode. That sounds lit, right?
Okay.
Does that sound good, baby?
No offense. It's just...
Will wanted to do this out of the blue.
All right. This is a great time to shout out the inspiration behind this episode. So, Daniel told me that he really liked listening to my podcast. And, I hadn't done it in a while, right? So I'm like, oh, fuck. But
you can cut that part out if you really want.
Nah, that's fine.
Okay.
I don't care. Yeah.
Oh, did you know about that? Okay, sorry to interrupt.
No problem,
There was this thing. It was a little phone attachment. I think this was... Was this supposed to be on the Xbox? I don't remember. But apparently, they wanted to add a smell.
Oh, thing. Like VR, but with smell?
iPhone was talking about that?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember for certain, so don't quote me on it. And if I had the desktop capture thing set up, I would totally do it.
It's like how they were going to do virtual reality bodysuits that had the feeling stuff. But you could feel pain or whatever
Those were cool, though.
Yeah.
But this was smell-oriented.
Right.
I think it would, I think your phone would release an odor of whatever odor you sent. And I can only imagine so many dudes in high school sending pictures of shit.
Or,
And then someone smelling shit. In class, because they opened up.
How would that even work? Would they store odor inside the phone? What would happen?
Dude, I don't know how they were. Okay, I gotta look this up while you're doing your little shout out thing. Now I'm very curious.
Well, okay, so Daniel listens, listener of this podcast, good friend from high school. He reminded me, he's like, yo, dude, I like listening to your podcast. So I'm like, oh, why not? Especially since Justice got me my new mic and everything. So I'm like, oh, why don't I just invite Justice on too? It's pretty interesting. Help me boost my content levels. I mean, I don't really have much to talk about anyways, but he would help me out with that stuff, especially since a lot of stuff we talk about is fitness related. I thought Justice might be able to help with that. Am I right?
Right. Sorry, I'm so intrigued by this. Okay, this phone lets you send smells, not texts.
Wow.
This is on wire.com. I don't know how long ago this was. It's called the O phone. March 17th, 2014. So this was a while ago.
2014.
Yes. If we had video, I would show you, but it kind of looks like a humidifier.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you can send smells with it, apparently. Don't know why.
I can see a consumer version of that being possible with neural connection. So it wouldn't be an actual physical odor. I think the... Whoa, what the heck is that?
Okay, so...
That looks like a bong. It looks like she's smoking.
It
like
kinda does.
Looks like she's smoking out of her phone.
All right, for those who don't have,
nobody has video. What's up, Hollow? All right. I think Justice is...
Okay, all right, I'm coming.
Oh, love Justice you. Has duties.
Love you too. Love
I think
you.
I think Justice got called. The whip has been cracked. The whip has been cracked.
Today's episode.